Welcome to the Min-Max Podcast, a place for adventurers and friends. You join us as we return to the Fall of Plaguestone. A recap of Session 19. After resting and recovering in the woods, we return to Spite's Cradle to continue our investigation. We come to a room with two water elementals. They hit like trucks, but we defeat them by the skin of our teeth.
Congratulations, y'all. You beat the water elementals. You healed for a half an hour. Feeling better.
Feeling
level 4.
No, but you're still feeling better.
So what do we got? A door to the right and a door to the north?
Correct.
One to the east, one to the north? Which way, boys?
Double door or single door?
I really like little doors first.
All right, let's do it.
Little door first. Traps. Go ahead.
Same.
I fail.
Varnak is a 22.
No traps.
Is it locked?
Nope.
Varnak opens the door.
Varnak opens the door into what looks like a storage chamber of some kind. It's piled high with boxes, barrels, and crates. Most of the barrels and crates look partially empty. There are a lot of alchemical reagents in here.
Money.
Again, who cares?
Yeah,
sort of. And anything immediately useful in here?
No.
How much is it value?
100 gold.
Could be more. All right. Putting it on the list of places to come back to later.
All right.
That is getting to be a long list.
It's a really big list. You know, this adventure would have really been useful if one of you were an alchemist.
Yeah, sure would have been. Double door time.
Let's check this door for traps.
I'll also check it for traps. I'll take a look with Varnak. I get worse.
You do not find any traps.
I attempt to open the door.
It is not locked. Opens right up.
Fuck yeah!
In this room, the doors open into a long chamber packed full of alchemical gear and experiments. Cauldrons stand next to tables where even now volatile mixtures are brewing and bubbling. A large furnace is opposite the door, just behind a long pool of water, with the statue of a woman standing at its head. To the east, a passageway reveals a set of descending spiral stairs. In this room, at the tables and around the cauldrons, are four creatures. These four creatures look like larger wingless versions of Purgi.
Huh. So it's more homunculi.
Yes.
Motherfuck.
In fact, as soon as you open the doors, they just continue working. Stirring the bubbling cauldrons. Tending to the fires. They're just working.
I will casually
murder them all.
Do I get a reaction from the homunculi when I step into the room?
When you step into the room, initiative.
Sounds about right.
You should have just stood outside the room and bombarded them with spells. I'm sure they wouldn't have moved.
I only get an 11.
Oh, that's a bad
one. Dude, my initiatives have been subpar.
Top to bottom, what'd you guys get?
Varnak gets a 14.
Daru, 9.
Vorn got a 28.
11.
Then that's going to lead us off with Vorn. You go first.
Electric arc. Numbers 2 and 4. I have to get a little closer to walk into the room so I can see them and then do it.
Okay, small alchemical construct. They both succeed on the reflex throw against electric arc. And they will each take 6 damage. Then after Vorn zaps... It is the... I'm just going to tell you guys, because I like giving the names instead of saying just small construct. They are small creatures. They are titled the Alchemical Drudges. And the one that is standing next to the cauldron on the north end of this room plods over to Daru and swings his fist at him.
I say stop.
What?
What are you doing?
What?
What is it doing?
It's why coming up to you.
I say why? I've done nothing hostile to you, homunculi.
I got super confused. Anyways, yes, he plods up to Daru, and this one pulls back its fist, and the little tiny arcs of electricity start going around its fist, and it swings at you. Does a 18 hit?
No. So once again, I ask, what are you doing, homunculi?
As soon as you say that, it kind of looks up at you, and it... and just vomits this electrical alchemical concoction onto you.
No.
You need to give me a reflex save.
I choose to give myself +2 saving grace.
Ah.
Hell yeah.
25 saves. Not critically, but it does save. You take 5 points of electric damage.
Gross.
And that concoction stays on the floor. And it looks like if you were to stand within this, it would definitely continue to deal you damage.
Unpleasant.
That's its turn. Now goes to the alchemical drudge that is working at the south table, plods over to Vorn, and...
Don't hit me. I haven't been hit in, like, weeks, man. It's been forever.
I'm just looking to get you used to dying a little bit at a time. This one's going to also pull its fist back, and it looks like little bits of frost start covering its fist, and it swings at you. Does a 13 hit?
Fuck no.
Okay. Then with its last action, it is going to swing at you again with its fist. Does a 16 hit?
Nope.
Well, that's its turn. Next is the alchemical drudge that's at the north table, plods over to Daru, and he swings. And this guy looks like he's got acid dripping from the pores of his fists. Daru, does a 29 hit you?
Heck yeah, hit me.
Heck yeah. Daru, you take 4 points of bludgeoning damage, plus an additional 5 points of acid damage, and then it's going to swing at you again. Rolled 1 on the dice. That's a miss.
It dies because it's critical.
Oh, fuck. You're right. It does die. It falls into pieces.
Don't worry, guys. Took care of one.
Varnak, you are up.
I can hit this one that's above Plum, no problem, right? It's
yeah, I would say
these,
so.
These doors aren't in the way or anything.
Yeah, you've opened them.
They're open.
They're not in the way.
Okay, I'll designate Drudge number 2 as my hunter's prey.
All right.
And I will attack him. We'll start with the battle axe. That'll be a 19 to hit.
19 hits.
We'll deal him 6 whopping damage.
All right, that's with the battle axe. You take a chunk out of this thing.
And then we will go to twin takedown. Going to be a 17 only to hit.
That misses.
And follow up with the light hammer. 16 to hit.
And a loss or miss.
That is my turn.
After Varnak, it is Plum's turn.
I move back like 15 feet.
That's 10 feet, but okay.
Or 10 feet, excuse me, 10 feet. And I will launch a ray of frost, I think. Or do I want to go harder and do a level 1 spell? There's an awful lot of these guys.
Do your cone now. Just put most of it into the wall.
It doesn't even deal that much damage, really. I am going to cast another first level spell. I'm going to cast Hydraulic Push at... Alchemical Drudge 2.
Okay.
And we'll make a spell attack against him. I get a 27 to hit.
That hits.
Fantastic. Don't suppose
I get really excited when you hit your spell attacks.
It's nice. It's nice.
It just happens so often.
And miss. All the time.
Yeah.
Well, that will deal it 3d6 damage.
Let's see it.
Bludgeoning. Oh, poor rolls. 7 damage. Could have dealt more with my cantrip if I got lucky.
That's all right. 7 damage is, in fact, damage.
And I am done.
Then after Plum, it is Daru's turn.
Yo, it's Daru. He's going to swing at the southernmost thing to try to whittle these guys down quick with a 23 to hit.
That hits.
10 damage.
Big hit. This drudge is not looking good.
good. Let's continue that bashing. With a 6 to hit. You said, was I standing? Like, you said the acid stayed on the floor, so I'm, like, standing in this electricity acid
sheet? Yes.
All right, so is it something I can avoid while standing here, or if I were to end my... I'll just jump up here and walk around to here. If you'd like an athletics check, I'd gladly give you one.
Don't you have, like, some crazy cool jump skill feat?
Yeah, but I didn't roll here.
What'd you get for your athletics check to get onto the table and around?
13.
13 makes it.
Dope.
All right, Daru went to the other side of the drudge that came up and vomited on him. All right, so then the alchemical drudge that's next to the table that's on the western side of the room is going to plot over to the other side of Daru and make a melee attack with its fist. This one has flames wreathing its fist.
What a bastard.
It swings at Daru. For 15 to hit.
Miss.
That fails.
Why are you doing this, Humunculus?
He's going to swing again and get a 7 that misses too. Then that is the end of round one. We're going back up to the top, and it's Vorn's turn.
So just so I know how my reactions are working, this is when our stuff resets, not on my turn. That's how we're doing it?
Correct.
Okay.
Because if it reset on your turn, that wouldn't account to before your initiative order in round one of combat.
I got you.
So it's always reactions per round, not in your, quote, round.
So, Vorn doesn't like being up close and personal with these guys. He's going to use his first action to run away like Plum. And then he's going to electric arc number 2 and number 1. I mean, the first two he sees.
2 and 1, the one closest to the door, all right.
Yep.
Number 2 fails with a 12. Number 1 succeeds with a 25.
I got 9 on the damage.
All right, then let's see. Number 1 will take 4 damage. Or sorry, 5 damage. Number 2 will take lots more damage. Alchemical drudge number 2, when it takes that electric arc right into its chest, it shudders and then falls apart. Alchemical drudge number 2 is dead.
Cool.
That's going to bring us right over to the drudge's turn. Alchemical drudge number 4 goes here. This is the one that had the electricity. All right, first it's going to swing at Daru with a fist. An electrical fist. Does a 28 hit? I know it does. You know it does. We all know it does. He deals Daru 9 points of bludgeoning damage and additional 2 electric damage. And then with its next 2 actions, it's also, again, going to vomit this alchemical concoction all over Daru once more.
What a fool.
Give me a reflex save.
That's it. Let me force him to move out of the space where he would have, where I get flanking.
Fail.
12 does in fact fail. Does not critically fail.
Poor Daru.
But you will take 6 points of electricity damage. And that is its turn. Then we're going to go over to the acid drudge. He's going to step over to Varnak with one action. He's going to swing at Varnak, get a 28 to hit.
Yeah, that is.
That's going to deal Varnak 3 points of bludgeoning damage and then an additional four acid damage.
Oh, okay.
He's going to swing at you another time. This one's going to get a 15 to hit.
No.
And that will end its turn. And we're going to go over to Varnak. It is your turn.
Okay, action number 1. Declare it my hunter's prey. Then we'll start swinging away. We'll start with the plain battle axe swing here. I got 24 to hit.
That hits.
That hits. We're going to deal him max damage 12.
Big hit. Big battle axe hit. You take a huge chunk out of this one.
And then we will move on. We will do twin takedown with my third action. That's going to be a big old miss with the first swing. And a miss with the second one. Good job.
Good rolls.
Got at least one hit in.
All right. Then after Varnak, Plum, you are up.
I am very worried about Daru, but I really can't get to him. So I'm going to try and kill this one that's in front of Varnak, just so we can try and get in there and help Daru. First attack, we're going to do... Ray of Frost, spell attack at the one right in front of Varnak. I get a 21 to hit Alchemical Drudge 1.
21 hits.
I will deal it. Max Deeps, that's 8.
8 points damage.
What did you use to attack?
Ray of Frost.
Does that scale? Is it good to heighten?
I mean, I could heighten it, but I didn't heighten it.
It automatically heightens.
Cantrips automatically do.
Oh, shit. Fuck me.
Have you been doing 1d4 less in damage this entire level?
He hasn't been doing that many Ray of Frost. But...
probably. Let me check. Ray of Frost, heightened 1. The damage increases by 1d4. Does that mean it would actually be 3d4 because I'm level 3 now?
No, spell level.
The spell level. Okay. So I'm a dumbass. So let's deal another 1d4 damage to that asshole. That's going to be another max. I didn't mean to have the plus 9 on that, but just a 4 damage to it.
That's all right. Okay. Boy, you needed that.
Yeah, hey, I'm a dummy.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Cantrips do, in fact, automatically heighten. You don't have to take any extra actions to do so. You don't have to prepare differently to do so for everybody out there.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness indeed.
Okay, is it alive or dead?
It is still alive.
All right, then I'm going to take my final action to use my focus spell because I want it dead. And I make another spell attack at it. This time I get a 22 to hit it.
That does hit. Does your focus spell automatically heighten as well?
Mine does.
That's a great question. Let me find out about that. Wow, have I been doing that all wrong this whole time? I am stupid.
I'm going to say it, David. I think you have been.
Elemental toss, heightened 1. Sure is. So we're going to be dealing 2d8 damage on this.
Way to nerf yourself.
Seriously.
I've been nerfing myself hard. All right, so 2d8 damage. I deal 6 bludgeoning damage to that homunculus.
Ball of water coalesces in Plum's hand. You throw it at the homunculus, and it just takes its head off.
Thank goodness. Well, I needed those 2 extra damage die, so yay, it's dead. My turn's over.
All right.
You should be happy I was paying attention for once.
Yes, thank you. I will remember that moving forward now.
And that's going to take us over to Daru, who is in a precarious position, standing on a pile or puddle of electric alchemical goop, being flanked by the remaining 2 drudges.
I will start the attack with a lay on hands to myself, recovering 12 HP. I will swing once at Homunculus 4, hitting it for 14 to hit.
That misses.
Daru will scurry away in a panic to not that far away. He's gonna just actually, he doesn't wanna get, he's sick of getting flanked, so he's gonna hide in this corner.
Daru's gonna run over to the corner to get away from the remaining drudges.
I can't heal you if you're in a corner.
I don't need to be healed, I'm fine.
Alright, then that's gonna bring us over to the drudge at the north side of the room. This is the fire drudge. He is going to... can he make it? Shit, yeah, he's going to do that. Okay, so he is actually going to stride forward over to Varnak, and this one is going to make a fist attack against Varnak. Varnak does a 19 hit.
19 misses.
Then he'll swing again. Does a 21 hit.
Yes.
21 hits. Varnak's going to take 8 points of bludgeoning damage, plus an additional 5 points of fire damage. And that is the fire alchemical drudge's turn. We're going to go back to the top of the order. It is round 3. Real quick recap of what's going on here. Daru strode fearlessly into the room and got just mobbed by these drudges. Vorn and Plum, seeing how dangerous they were, scuttle back to the room where the brine sharks were, and Varnak holds his position at the door. Vorn, it is your turn.
Vorn, electric arcs, 2 that are left.
All right. No fucking way.
Did they both just crit fail?
They both rolled 1s on these reflex saves.
They
Holy
both
crap.
Rolled 1s and critically failed.
Holy crap! All right.
I count that as a win.
Let's see that ridiculous cantrip damage.
It's a 44 plus 8?
Yeah. Fuck me!
Do
21.
Wow. 4-2-3-4 on 44.
Nice. Well done, Vorn.
Wow, dude.
I mean, he does electric arc enough.
Dude, what is the odds of that? Of two critical fails?
Not even just regular critical fails. Just ones on the dice.
1 in 400?
Nice.
Thanks, math guy.
Thanks, accountant.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Isn't that the way that works?
Yeah.
Apply the denominators?
I guess. You would know way better.
I don't even remember what a denominator is.
You see how disappointed he looked? That was great. All right. Wow. After Vorn just wrecks the two remaining drudges, I mean, they're not dead, but they both took a heavy chunk of damage, 21 apiece. It is alchemical drudge number 4's turn. This is the electric drudge. This is the one that's got a thing for Daru. He's going to come and plod himself over to Daru, and he is going to throw a fist attack, get a 15 to hit.
Miss.
And he's going to do it again.
Miss.
He's going to get a 7 to hit.
Why don't you try to throw up a tag, you stupid homunculus?
That's going to bring us over to Varnak. It's your turn.
Okay. Well, this is another new target, I believe. So Varnak will use his hunt prey to on this guy for action number 1. Action number 2, we'll use that good old battle axe. Let's see if that'll hit. I get a 4. I think this seems like a good chance time to use my hero point for the day.
I love how you guys all wait until like the last 10 minutes of our session to use hero points.
Well, I burned mine on a crafting check.
That's true. And you got
David burned his a long time ago too, I think.
I thought he decided not to do it.
Yeah,
I roll another 4, so ouch. Good thing I did that.
The dice gods really want you to get that 4.
And then we'll go to twin takedown. And that'll be a 2. Fuck me.
Damn, dude.
And then this will be an 11. Great. Total of 11. Roll of a 6. So that's 4 rolls. The highest one was a 6.
After Varnak swings a bunch and misses, it's Plum's turn. Plum, what are you going to do with your newfound power?
Well, with that newfound power, I am going to cast a better Ray of Frost at Alchemical Drudge 3 than I have been casting for the last, you know, few sessions. So, spell attack to hit, which I'll probably miss because that's just how fate works. I get a 16 to hit it.
16 does miss.
I cursed myself. I am going to do... Yeah. I'm going to do something a little unplum-like. I am going to move into the room past Alchemical Drudge number 3 so I can get in there and have a shot at Alchemical Drudge number 4. Hopefully, I don't want my friend Daru to die.
So now. did you use your hero point already today?
Yeah, I used my hero point.
Why are you guys all worried?
No, okay.
There's one little guy check.
Because you're very low on HP.
I got 30 health.
He's got more hit points than I do.
You got healed. Well, that's okay. I've already made the decision. Plum didn't necessarily know that. And I'm done. It's the end of my turn.
Selfless Plum. Just utterly selfless.
Not very frequently selfless, no. Quite frequently selfish.
Did you get healed? I thought you were hurt.
Me?
Yeah.
No, not in this combat. I haven't gotten hurt in this combat.
Daru healed him after the Brine Shark fight.
Oh, yeah.
After Plum fearlessly charges into the room after half of the drudges are dead and the remaining two are nearly dead. Super courageous, Plum. It is Daru's turn.
Daru swings up a massive home run with the great club on number 4. And, you know, it's that time of night, so we're going to hero point it. 19.
There it is. That's enough. You're going to hit it.
Well, aren't you special?
12 damage.
Bah, Daru takes a big major league swing on this one and just completely knocks it across the room, and it shatters into pieces.
I'll move up to number 3 and attempt another swing and miss at a 15.
15 does miss. All right. It is the remaining drudge's turn. He doesn't really know Daru's there right now. He's focusing his attention on Varnak. He is going to swing at Varnak. Get it. Roll the 1 on the dice. Hero point.
That's your point.
I'm kidding. I can't do that. I'm thinking about giving Vilry a hero point, though. Anyways, it's going to use its remaining actions to vomit fire onto Varnak. Varnak, give me a reflex save.
Oh no.
Natural one!
Barnack critically fails. Barnack's gonna take.
I am going to choose to use Glimpse of Redemption.
Oh. Wait, does that work for a non-strike?
Any damage taken to an ally.
Any damage. All right. It would have done 14 damage, but how much is it instead?
We're going to use 2 plus my level 5. Less. So 9.
So 9 damage after Glimpse of Redemption.
Nice.
Sounds good.
It's pretty clutch.
And now right. He's affected by something, right?
Yeah. Enfeebled.
He's enfeebled too, yeah.
Well, he's also still got the persistent damage from Vorn's electric heart. No.
He did. You know, it's Tempest Surge.
Ah, shit.
That does the persistent.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
All right. Then after the final alchemical drudge vomits on Varnak, it is Vorn's turn.
Deuce Flame. Do I hit it with a 21?
Yes, you do.
Minimum damage, 6.
A fireball flies across the room, hits the alchemical drudge, and it's still up. You have one action left?
I don't do anything with my third action. I'm good.
Vorn passes his third action. Then after Vorn, it's Varnak's turn.
Okay. Varnak's gotta move out of this vomit stuff, which just so happens to get him in flanking position on alchemical drudge number 3.
Oh shit, it does.
We'll start with the battle axe. Natural 20.
Oh, nice.
29 to hit. Let's see this guy take this.
29 hits.
19 damage.
Hot damn. Oh. You completely cleave this thing in half, top to bottom, falls apart like a split banana, and dies.
Hell yeah.
Well done. I like how you rolled a 20 right after it only had 3 hit points left.
Yep. That's the way it normally goes for me.
Yeah, usually.
those critical hits when it's like, hey, all you have to do is hit it once because you know it's got ferocity. Oh, hey, crit. Yes, that's so great. It doesn't fucking matter.
Healing.
Congratulations.
And searching the room.
Obviously. Yeah, not only did you guys completely succeed, but you didn't destroy all the alchemical shit.
Yeah, nobody nice. Overturned any pots or blew stuff off the tables or...
Man. Big hey, plus all around.
I get a 26 on my perception to search this room, though.
Daru, I healed you for 20. And Varnak, you got 9.
All right. Plum, you're searching the laboratory here. Aside from all of the equipment, the alchemical equipment, cauldrons, the pilthers, and things like that, you find 11 potions, 11 alchemical items Jesus. In here. Yes. 4 of one kind, 6 of another, and 1 of the third type. After Vorn is done healing up the party a little bit here, Vorn, you're becoming really familiar with these alchemical bombs. There's 4 lesser acid flasks in here and 6 lesser alchemist's fire. This third one's weird. You're not sure what it is.
Is the party okay with me doing a crafting check?
Yeah, you do a crafting check on this one, and I'm going to regain my focus.
Daru, you want to regain your focus and heal me a couple times?
How many heals did you attempt, Vorn?
I just burned 30 minutes. I did okay. 1 heal on each of them.
So
and then
you
10
get 24 HP,
craft.
And I gain a third focus point.
Woohoo! I'm only down 2 hit points.
All right. Vorn, you go to identify this mutagen. It is called a lesser stone body mutagen.
I fucking drink that shit.
This mutagen calcifies your body, making it hard as stone.
You gain stone resistance. Body. I thought you said stoned body, and I thought, oh, it's perfect for Ted.
Oh.
You become lethargic in your means of
yeah, exactly,
everyday
yeah.
life.
This mutagen calcifies your body, making it hard as stone. The benefit you gain is you gain resistance to physical damage equal to the listed amount, which is 5. Oh, apparently you gain resistance 5 to physical damage, except for bludgeoning. So resistance 5, piercing and slashing, but you don't have a resistance to bludgeoning. The drawback is your speeds are reduced by 10 feet, and you take a minus 2 penalty to reflex saves.
So it is stoned.
Absolutely.
What a great potion. We need more of them.
That is actually a mutagen that was specifically crafted for this adventure.
Well, we'll keep that in mind.
Congratulations.
Cool.
You have cleared this room. Now, Plum, while you were searching the room, you found the lesser stone body mutagen was in a small velvet-lined box.
Ooh, nice.
And then there's a note on the table that's kind of next to this. There was a small crate that had all the alchemist fire and the lesser acid flasks in it. And the note on the table indicates that these items are intended for an address in the Chelish capital of Igorion.
Oh, interesting.
Which is actually where you guys came from.
I'm going to hold on to that.
Well, there it is, gentlemen.
Yeah.
The first story of Spite's Cradle has been completed and cleared. I just want to give everybody a good look at the room here real quick. The doors of this room open into a long chamber packed filled with alchemical gear and experiments. Cauldrons stand next to tables where there are now volatile mixtures are brewing and bubbling. A large furnace is opposite the door, just behind a long pool of water with a statue of a woman standing at its head. To the east, a passageway reveals a set of descending spiral stairs.
Hey, Plum, you want to go check out that statue again?
Did I before?
You checked. You went to look at the other statue in the other room, and that's when you got attacked by the water elementals. You're like, fuck, why did I do this?
Why did I go look at the statue? No, I don't want to go look at the statue. No, I'm good. Thank you. I'll look at it from a distance. Look, there's a statue from a distance. Hey,
check that statue out.
I make a perception check to take a look through the room, though, to see what might be here.
Just kind of checking it out. All right.
Yeah, I get a 10.
Well, Plum is a little concerned about the statue and the pool of water. The pool of water in this room is bigger than the pool of water in their last room. And maybe if he gets close, more of those water elementals will come out. And you're a little distracted by that. Barnack, what'd you get?
I got a 20 to search this room. I'm especially curious about this furnace. It's like, is there anything in there? It's kind of a weird place for a furnace.
The furnace that's there is for boiling alchemical items and preparing reagents.
I guess that makes sense.
Right now, the furnace is lit, and it is being used to melt a metal of some kind.
What kind of check to tell what kind of metal it is? Would that be a crafting check?
Crafting makes the most sense to me.
I don't have that.
Okay.
I'll mention it to Vorn then.
Like, I remember from when we were in here, like other rooms, there was a bunch of shit, or at least some things that seemed like they were very recently used, like this. Like, that's strange.
Yes. Yeah, because we didn't find creatures in here. We found alchemical concoctions. So unless these alchemical things are creating themselves at this point, it seems like something just abandoned this room recently.
Right. And like, there was like incense that was still lit.
Oh, in the tower.
You guys were talking about the tower bedroom.
Well, maybe we're talking about multiple toilet. Things, but...
Multiple things, yeah. A toilet seat that was still warm.
And freshly cleaned.
I'm bored of this room. Let's move on. Let's go.
Let's go fight stuff and finish this.
I'm ready for Villery to be dead. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at with Plague Stone.
Can we get done with Fall of Plague Stone here?
Can we burn it down? I want to create the fall myself. Yeah, like, let's just go
burn home.
And then we're done. We're out of here.
Bad guys now.
I wandered off in the woods, never came back.
We're not bad guys because we let it happen, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, indifference. Is indifference as bad as evil? I don't know.
We're just getting rid of turnips. And is that really that bad?
Yeah, I mean, these people have terrible lives as it is.
Who needs all those turnips anyways?
I'm going anti-paladin. Let's go.
Anti-turnip paladin.
Anti-turnip paladin.
Just fucking hates agriculture.
Anyways. Adventurer like us.
Right, exactly. Go risk your life every day. It's
go kill shit. Head for the stairs.
The spiral stairs descend.
You don't see the bottom from up top here, and it's dark down there. Varnak, you know your companions can't really see in the dark.
I can. I have low light.
That's not seeing in the dark.
I suppose that's true. I cast light.
You cast light on...
Varnak's in front?
Yeah, yeah, so far.
Don't cast it on me.
Varnak, do you want light cast on you?
No, I've got dark vision.
I already started running down the fucking... I'm at the bottom of the stairs.
Apparently, Daru ran ahead.
Remember when I cast light on Miklik's nose? That was fun.
That's what I thought you were going for.
Poor Miklik.
So as Varnak and Plum discuss where they're going to cast light, Daru like pushes them both aside and starts stomping down the stairs.
Into the darkness.
Oh, I cast it on its stick and hold it up like a torch.
Yeah, Daru, it's really dark down here. You're a human. You can't see anything.
Desna will show me the way.
And when I catch up with Daru, I move the light over to his shield, as usual.
My shield doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Oh, is it broke? Big club.
It's been broken every time.
I cast it just right on your goddamn chest.
Ooh, it's warm.
It's really not.
If you guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to push out the next map. The spiral stairs from the laboratory descend about 50 feet before ending in a narrow hallway. To one side, to your left, more stairs descend further to an iron door, while the hallway continues south to a simple wooden door. Along the wall is a carving of a small farming village surrounded by an immense graveyard.
Okay, interesting. So is it Plaguestone?
Yeah, you would imagine so.
Does it look familiar?
Yeah, it's familiar enough. I mean, it's just this farming village. A lot of times they all look alike, but the focus of this painting is definitely on the gravestones.
Graves.
Unless on the farming village.
So, like, it's a commemoration of all those who died in the Goblin Blood Wars or something like that.
You could interpret it that way, yeah.
What's Plaguestone's 4th of July?
Etrin's Folly? I'm sure they follow the festival calendar in Galarian in general.
Ooh, what month is July?
Unfortunately, in Etrin's Folly, ever since the Goblin Blood Wars and the actual plague killed the local priest, there really haven't been any presence of any religions or churches to throw festivals.
Those poor bored bastards.
So they don't really celebrate any particular festivals in any particular way. Maybe go to the tavern and have an extra drink.
I was right, it is Erastus.
What's that?
Born on the 4th of Erastus. Born on the 4th of Erastus. I can't believe I remembered that. Jesus.
So glad you did that. Thank you. It was fun. So
anyway, so we see a little hallway in front of us and a stairway to the east.
Mm-hmm. Descending further down, there's an iron door down there.
Can we go take a look at the door that's just... What do you say? Let's go take a look at the door that's straight ahead first.
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
Works for me.
Daru, you're the man of action.
I go check it for traps. No, I'm going to go check it for traps.
I go this way.
Bye, Daru.
I walk by it, cautiously moving up, and then I hear Daru go to the other one behind me. Like, ah, shit! I go back, and then I go check that door for traps.
Huzzah!
Daru leads the party.
God damn it, I got a 15. Or maybe that's good.
It's obviously, there's no issues, then I open the door.
After I step back and move back around the corner.
It's an iron door that is barred from the side that you're on. You could just simply lift the bar and open the door.
Oh, that's not creepy.
Yeah, that seems like a terrible idea.
I've put my ear up to said door.
Okay.
And I knock on it.
Yeah, clang, 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 clang.
And then I give it a little perception check. Big ol' 8.
Those clangings were just really distracting. You don't hear anything.
I put my ear up and then knocked on it like an idiot. Like, it's just like, oh, fuck. I'm assuming something might be... We're going to wait on that one. Good idea going south first.
I checked that door for traps.
Farnak's still standing there, so he'll check it for traps also.
I get a 22.
I get a 26.
Okay. You do not find any traps on this door.
Is it locked?
It is not locked.
I again stand behind the corner rather than like directly in line of the opening door.
I open it.
Varnak opens the door. Varnak, you open the door into a large chamber It contains in what is obviously an alchemical laboratory, but unlike the one upstairs, it is clear that this is a laboratory for only one alchemist. Everything is meticulously cleaned and well-organized. Two cauldrons bubble alongside a central table that's covered in alchemical equipment. The walls are lined with shelves that hold old books and orderly rows of glass bottles, each containing reagents and ingredients. Three pits, their contents hidden from view, fill one side of the room, and nearby, a tall glass cylinder contains a blackened corpse of a dwarf, surrounded by a swirling green mist.
Shit, now we're gonna have some sort of, like, acid ooze or something.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Poor dwarf.
Okay, so you guys see the glass case with the dwarf on the west side of the room. You see the pits where the contents are shrouded from view because of the angle on the south side of the room. Two tables, shelves, cauldrons. There's actually a fire under one of the cauldrons right now, and it's bubbling actively.
Does it smell good or bad?
Maybe they're just cooking a meal.
You're kind of getting nose blind to alchemical smells at this point.
All right.
Nothing really stands out to you, necessarily.
Well, it looks like Daru has marched confidently into the room. I will cautiously stand near the door.
Inspect the dwarf.
Daru takes a look at the dwarf.
And sorry, what did you say? It's like stuck in glass?
It's inside of like encased in glass. It's a
display.
A glass cylinder. Yeah, cylinder display. Yes.
And it's like blackened charred.
Yep, it's a blackened corpse.
Like burnt or like mold?
How do we...
Well, go ahead and give me a medicine.
What's a dwarf?
Go ahead and give me a medicine check.
If it's blackened, how do we know it's a dwarf?
Because of the beard. The beard is still there, and it's a short stocking appearance, and you've got, you know, you look over at Varnak, and then you look at the glass case dwarf. Yeah, that's
a
dwarf.
A little bit of racism, but...
It is, but that's what happens when you have such a unique build as a race.
It's a Sorry. Super racist thing.
As an ancestry. Sorry.
All right, well, 17 on it.
Daru, you think it definitely doesn't look like a burn, necessarily. You might be more spot on with the mold.
Gross.
Vorn, you could second that opinion when you come up and take a look at it.
That's gross. I don't like it, but I don't have spark, so I can't just set it on fire.
I don't think you want to set it on fire.
Yeah, yeah, probably not.
Right. Mold spores just floating around.
The last time I broke glass, it was a bad idea. So I'm gonna
attempt a stealth
That's
check.
True. Daru's gonna be stealthy.
Okay. Yeah, I said attempt.
I thought you couldn't be because of your armor.
Ah, they eroded that. The noisy trait actually means that you take the armor check penalty regardless of your strength modifier.
To like stealth things?
Yeah, correct. Stealthing specifically.
Yeah, interesting.
That's better than like you just can't fucking stealth.
Yeah, with the way the wording was too vague, and they corrected that. That's basically what it was.
Daru, would you get in a fucking square?
I know. I'm doing something. I'm like against the wall. Like I just wanted to peek over.
So Daru's being as stealthy as he possibly can. Daru walks across the screen. Walks across the room here and sees the opening that goes up to the north. And you actually hear this, like, rustling down through that opening. You poke your head through?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. You get a look, and it seems like the it leads out into a walkway that goes out maybe 10 feet. But then all around that is descends down. You can't see down there just peeking over. So it's like, I'm trying to think, almost like a balcony, but there's no railings.
That's scary.
Oh, it's that far?
Yeah.
I'm interested in what's locked in that hot room, so I'm going to overlook it.
So Daru steps out onto the balcony, and you can see down into what looks to be some sort of prison pit, must be.
That sounds about right. That is on brand.
There are three cells with some straw and hay as for bedding about in them, but they're moldy and disgusting. But that's not the most pertinent or what's the word I'm looking for here?
Obvious,
prominent, that's the word. Thank you very much, Spencer. The most prominent feature of this room is definitely its occupant. And as you look down, you see kind of up against the door, getting really close to it and like getting around trying to hear through the door, you see this creature.
Thanks for joining us here at the MinMax Podcast. We want to encourage you to follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, at MinMaxed. That's MNMAXED, as always. Many of the sounds you hear in the MinMax Podcast are provided by Sirenscape. Check them out at Sirenscape.com. Join us again next week as we continue our adventures into the Fall of Plaguestone and Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Until then, we hope you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.